This week in the Missouri Senate, we review an upcoming new law relating to people who rent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Senate Bill 895 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Emerging Issues Committee on February 6th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 7th, sent to the executive branch on May 17th, and signed into law on July 9th. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield is the sponsor.
This is essentially a basic property rights issue. Landlords should not be forced to retain tenants without compensation, you know, against their will. If moratoriums are allowed to continue to exist as they do right now, it will drive up the costs of apartments and other residencies in the state where those kind of actions are liable to take place.
During his presentation of Senate Bill 895 in committee on February 6th, he says he believes this rule change to be necessary.
Because there is a separate provision in law under the governor's emergency power where housing needs can be provided on a temporary basis. But when that occurs under the governor's authority, it comes with reimbursement for the landlord, which I believe is equitable. If the state is going to engage in a taking by housing people for an emergency purpose, then there should be compensation for that.
When Senate Bill 895 was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on March 5th, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City mentioned she has some wording in this measure.
If you sell your rental property, whether that a single family, multifamily complex, or what have you, if it is sold and there are outstanding judgments there from tenants that have not yet been paid, then you must file in the circuit court who you transfer that title to within 30 days.
She adds, as a lawyer, she has not represented these kinds of cases since 2012.
While 12 years does seem like a lot, you don't know what happens with people and why they weren't able to pay their judgments off. Usually they want to pay them off, especially to get into home purchasing. But my clients no longer own those properties, and I don't even have contact with my clients. So it's very difficult because they need a satisfaction of judgment. And so this will at least help them know who to go to so that they can get that. Because as an attorney, as you know, we can't give them the satisfaction. We file it, but information has to come from the actual property owner. So I appreciate you including this in your bill.
Senate Bill 895 will take effect on August 28th. Lawmakers are only about 1 month away from the annual veto session, which will begin on Wednesday, September 11th. The only vetoes they could consider during veto session would be individual line items from appropriations measures. Also, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Driving Down the Cost of Health Care has yet to meet. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.